it doesn't. Mission.
You're listening to This Week in Radio News. Radio news about radio waves, radio art, and more. I'm Tom Rowe, your host, and we'll travel across the ether to hear what's going on in radio news. AsianCorrespondent.com interviews Kim Hyung-soo, who defected from North Korea in 2009. He explained that radio was virtually the only way he and others in North Korea knew anything about the outside world. Quote, I was able to have access to a radio and have access to the outside world. The most popular channels are all from America, especially Radio Free Asia and Voice of America. Had I not had the radio, I would not have known anything about the outside world. So those are the two biggest things that motivated me. Radios are important, but so are other methods. With the recent technological advances in North Korea, people now have limited access to phones and laptops, so there could be USB sticks containing important information going into the country. Paper flyers are also important. People have also mentioned sending information through a satellite. There are a lot of methods, both hardware and software. We need to research which is the most effective, unquote. Ars Technica reports that the 12 lawsuits, 33 if you count each state individually, filed against the Federal Communications Commission's rollback of net neutrality, have been rolled into one on March 8th. They will be heard in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, which was randomly chosen, and also the court that President Donald Trump complains about the most for overturning his executive orders. Other groups can file lawsuits, and the Internet Association, a lobby group for Amazon, Google, Facebook, Netflix, and other web companies, have already announced plans to support the lawsuit against the FCC. The court does not have a timeline for a decision, but it should take more than a year. Currently, the old net neutrality rules, which prohibit Internet service providers from blocking, throttling, and paid prioritization on the web, are technically still on the book until the U.S. Office of Management and Budget approves the modified information collection requirement. IEEE Spectrum reports that on January 12th, the Indian Space Agency ISRO launched four, quote, two-way satellite communications and data relay, unquote, devices from a Silicon Valley startup called Swarm Technologies, which seem to be pirate satellites. The four satellites, Space B 1, 2, 3, and 4, are technology demonstrators for a new space-based Internet of Things communications network. They are pirate satellites because the Federal Communications Commission dismissed Swarm's application for its experimental satellites in December because of safety reasons. IEEE Spectrum says, quote, if confirmed, this would be the first ever unauthorized launch of commercial satellites, unquote. On March 7th, the FCC sent Swarm a letter revoking its authorization to launch four more satellites next month. Swarm wants to build a network that collects data from Internet of Things devices using Bluetooth, LoRa, or Wi-Fi, and then beam them into space using very high-frequency radio, and then back down to users. Obviously, there are many applications for this network. The company's satellites are tiny, just 10 centimeters by 10 centimeters by 2.8 centimeters. But Marcus Holzinger, an aerospace professor at the Georgia Institute of Technology, an expert on orbital safety, says, quote, if there's a software glitch, the satellite is going to become a passive piece of debris, unquote. Swarm and the FCC would not comment, but it appears the company has sent its four tiny satellites into space without authorization. Ars Technica reports that the Raspberry Pi Foundation has a new version of its modular computer platform with a lot of new features and the same low $35 price. The Raspberry Pi 3 Model B Plus will be even more popular for folks who make their own computer using gizmos or products. It is the same size as the earlier model, so it can be swapped in for more robust use. This year's model runs on a quad-core 64-bit Cortex A53 processor at 1.4 GHz, up from 1.2 GHz. It also has a dual-band 2.4 5 GHz 802.11b Wi-Fi unit and Bluetooth 4.2, up from 2.4 GHz and Bluetooth 4.1. And the Ethernet port is up from 100 megabytes per second to a gigabyte. Ars Technica guesses that with, quote, 5 GHz becoming more common in Internet of Things devices, 2.4 gigahertz networks will increasingly become legacy relics, unquote. TechDirt reports that when the Federal Communications Commission voted in December to roll back the net neutrality rules and allow fast and slow lanes on the Internet, they specifically barred individual states from passing their own net neutrality rules. But the FCC also rolled back the classification of Internet service providers as common carriers under Title II of the Telecommunications Act. That means the FCC ceded jurisdiction over internet service. Barbara Van Schewick, professor of law at Stanford Law School and the director of Stanford Law School's Center for Internet and Society, has noticed that and says it means that the FCC can't stop states from passing their own rules. She writes about a California proposal to create their own net neutrality rules. Quote, the bill is on firm legal ground. While the FCC's 2017 order explicitly bans states from adopting their own net neutrality laws, that preemption is invalid. According to case law, an agency that does not have the power to regulate does not have the power to preempt. That means the FCC can only prevent the states from adopting net neutrality protections if the FCC has authority to adopt net neutrality protections itself. But by reclassifying ISPs as information services under Title I of the Communications Act and reinterpreting Section 706 of the Telecommunications Act as a mission statement rather than an independent grant of authority, the FCC has deliberately removed all of its sources of authority that would allow it to adopt net neutrality protections. The FCC's order is explicit on this point. Since the FCC's 2017 order removed the agency's authority to adopt net neutrality protections, it doesn't have authority to prevent the states from doing so either, unquote. California, Washington, and other states are all now working on passing their own net neutrality laws. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farms Standing Wave Radio and WGXC.